Now, out of the night, new as the dawn, into the light, this child.
Okay, I should know this. Which one of you is that? Which one of you is that? That's you? That's Josie Falbo singing, ladies and gentlemen. What CD is that from?
That's from my new CD, A Jazzy Interlude with Josie Falbo. It's a Christmas, all Christmas songs.
What was that, Silent Night? It's amazing interpretation of that.
Noah's a Child is Born.
Oh, okay. I don't know much about Christmas music. Josie is here with Joni Pilato. They have been friends, colleagues, I suppose you'd call them, for decades now. And you both, Josie more so than you, Joni, was part of that jingle world when Chicago was the commercial center. I mean, if you 40 years ago, 30 years ago, even 20 years ago, heard a radio commercial with music and singing, it was obviously or mostly made in Chicago, right?
Chicago really, I think, was a mecca for commercial music. And Josie and I were both so fortunate to be part of that. I mean, are you kidding me? She's making the sign of the cross now, Josie.
Well, it's sort of like, it reminds me of what it must have been like to be sort of a studio musician in the great days of Nashville and the talent of those people. Because you could make a very, if rather anonymous, you could make a very decent living, could you not?
Oh, definitely, yes. Residuals is the key word in all of this. If you did a spot and it went final, what they would call final, and depending on where it was played, if it was played throughout the entire country, it was a national spot, those were the best paying.
Did it ever bother you, Josie? Because I knew it's taken you a long time to sort of come out of your studio shell and make your own CDs, whereas you, Joni, you started performing in public and making CDs at the same time you started in that studio business, right?
I waited 1 year when I did, it's true. When I moved to Chicago from Ohio, I was told then that there was some opinion that if you sang live in the clubs, you didn't really know your stuff in the studio. You know,
really?
There was sort of an opinion, which wasn't true, of course. So I kind of put that on hold for a year, live singing.
Who would tell you that? The people who wanted to keep you in the studio sort of exclusively?
No. This was just sort of one of those, you know, in the air kind of things.
Sure.
Maybe it was just me that I thought that. But really, I wanted to prove myself as a studio singer of worth before I started doing the live gigs, just to make sure that everything was fitting in the right, you know, in the right place.
Josie, what was it that got you performing in public? I know you perform, and we'll talk more about the Lakeside Singers, but you've recently had your own kind of solo shows. What was it that finally got you to do that?
Well, I had released the CD, You Must Believe in Spring.
Mm-hmm.
And
which was only your second one. This first one was Taylor Street, where you're from.
Right.
And your favorite, Rick.
What?
Taylor Street.
Yes, for a variety of reasons. Yes.
The CD.
Yeah.
But that was the reason. I wanted to expose, I guess that's the right word, the CD. And that's a good, you know, release party, that type of thing, which is like introducing the CD to people and just a love to perform. So this was a very good excuse.
Was it a big leap for you, either emotionally or creatively, or no stage fright?
Oh, well, I always have stage fright. Yeah. But once I begin singing, I get lost in the lyrics and in the music, and I forget all about me. But no, I was performing. You know, it wasn't a big deal for me to perform, you know, except for the first 5 minutes that I'm on stage, then I'm okay.
but it also must be for both of you, the reaction from a crowd, even as you are singing. I'm not talking just about the end of any show, but as the show is going on, that sort of relationship between singer and audience, it must be so unbelievably rewarding.
It is, and I think that when you're performing in one of these intimate spaces, which is really what cabaret is.
Yeah,
which,
the ones that are left, yeah.
No, this is something sort of that has been evolving for me, because for years I was singing, you know, with Sparrow, my husband,
sure,
as
Bradley,
you know,
Bradley,
and in rooms with all kinds of different genres of music. But I always really had that sort of theatrical bent.
True.
For me, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And lately, this new show that I've been performing.
And will be doing
yes.
Next Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God. You can listen to my show, and then you can go to the Venus Cabaret and hear Joni. We have to take a break, but these two are going to be on for the entire hour. We will hear, when we come back from this commercial break, Joni, what can we play? Brett, the incredible engineer, is back there, and he'll play whatever you like.
Well, I think track number Lucky 13 is This Winter, and here we are.
There you go.
You
will hear that when we return from this commercial break.
This winter, as you set aside your fears, 'tis the season to look beyond the years. Resolutions that will guide you each day as the snow drifts away. This winter, gather round the Christmas tree. Make a promise.
God, I know that song well. There's a line that really strikes me. Winter time to set aside your fears. Let me ask the two of you, given that Joni's Pilato, who you just heard singing, her latest CD is My Original Plan. Joni is a singer and songwriter, all original work on her last three CDs. The formal Chicago release of this thing is next Sunday at 6:30 at Venus Cabaret, which is this sort of refashioned cabaret next to the Mercury Theater on Southport. I want you to go to this website, though, chicagosound.com, where you can learn about Joni's wonderful husband, Sparrow, the many CDs that Joni has made, and the 150-some CDs that they have produced for local performers such as George Freeman and every other great local performer who may not have ever had a CD if it wasn't for Chicago Sound and Southport Records. Let me ask you both about Stephen Sondheim.
A genius is the first word that comes to mind.
Sure. Was it difficult to sing Sondheim lyrics for you, Josie? I'm sure you've sung plenty.
Yes, I've done some of his work. I've had occasion to, yes. And the lyrics are just magnificent. And the melodies are so interesting. They don't go where you would normally think they would go.
That's what I'm learning
it's
about.
It's challenging,
yeah.
You know, which I love. So for me, it was perfection to sing his music.
Nor do the lyrics go where you expect.
No kidding.
You know?
No kidding.
It's such a wordsmith, and, it's just incomprehensible to think that he's not going to be writing again.
Well, but the great thing about a career like that lasted 90 years old is...
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, coming out soon to a theater near you is the Steven Spielberg version of West Side Story, music by Leonard Bernstein and lyrics by the 26-year-old Stephen Sondheim.
Maria,
yeah.
Say it loud and there's music playing.
Mm. Yeah.
Say it soft and it's almost like praying.
No,
beautiful.
Think, yeah, you have read and you can read more about Stephen Sondheim everywhere. Chris Jones did some lovely work in the Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Josie, you perform and have performed. How long have you performed with the Lakeside Singers?
Oh, since its inception. I was the first one Bob asked to join the group.
Wow.
So I'm the oldest, too. So it's been about 22 years, I would say, that we've been together with this wonderful, marvelously talented people.
It's about
a group.
Couple dozen people, would you say? Something like
at
that?
At full strength, we are at 25, sometimes 24.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't tell the difference. Just joking. they are performing. You can go to lakesidesingers.com. They'll be performing December 2nd, which I think is
Friday. Isn't
Friday.
It? I think.
At the Music Institute of Chicago in Evanston, which is one incredible venue. Have you ever played there, Joni?
No, I haven't.
Oh, don't you think it's the greatest?
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful venue to perform in, and the crowd there is always so...
Well, the crowds love you. I mean, I've seen you guys perform. You've really got a real solid kind of base here, and all the singers are pros.
Absolutely. Every
single
one of them.
They come from different realms, and not just the commercial realm. Probably at first, that's where most of them came from.
No, actually, that was Bob's goal, is to have a group of people that could sing every genre. So he gathered people from the classical genre, from the rock genre, from jazz, gospel, everything. And the music reflected that we sang.
Because you sort of put the shows together among yourselves. You collaborated in that way.
Well, Bob was the ultimate judge.
He's
the
a good
ultimate
guy.
Authority.
He's a good guy.
And, oh, he's the best. So our music reflected all of that, and we all learned from each other. You know, the classical people learned how to do a little bit of jazz and how to rock it out a little bit, and we learned how to sing classical.
And Josie does it all.
Huh? Yeah, exactly. No, that's right. That's why she was the first person selected. She, around Christmas time, you focus on Christmas songs.
Yes, that's our right.
There's a brilliant bit of marketing, don't you think, John Sauce? my next guest. Wow, that makes sense.
And this
you didn't perform last year, did you?
Well, actually, we did it streamed.
We
each performed in our house, which was something new for me. Oh, God, that was funny. We should have recorded that. me trying to do that. And then Bob had someone put it together into a wonderfully cohesive show, and it turned out great. And
it'll be different this year to be in front of live
yes,
human beings.
Yes, well,
it's
going to be, it'll be different.
Joyful?
Definitely.
Nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
No, performing now, live.
Well, you are performing live this next Sunday from 6:30 to 9 at Venus Cabaret, which really is a great, great, great venue. You can go to mercurytheaterchicago.com to get all sorts of information, or chicagosound.com.
It's a beautiful space, Rick. I know you've been there.
Yeah, it's a tremendous new space in Chicago, and it's nice to see, you know, many, many, many places have, and many more are likely to close because of the trouble with the pandemic. But what is it about this room, Joni? Of course, cabaret inherently is an intimate kind of space.
Yes, and this is going to be my third show of my original plan, which is the same title as the record. As you know, we did a show at the Green Mill in July. We were in New York at Pangea in October 1st. And wow, that was so thrilling to be in New York and be in this intimate cabaret room. And
where is that room?
It's in the East Village.
Okay.
And I just felt like the audience was really literally in the palm of my hand.
Wow.
It was so thrilling. And I know that each time we do the show, it evolves. I have Jill Costa is a wonderful dancer from Brazil. Farid Haque, of course, is on guitar. Sparrow is on piano. And my good friend from college days, Bill Nolte, who's a Broadway mainstay, he's going to be singing and acting as the MC. So it's really a show.
Well, as all cabaret performances should be, to my mind, it should not just be someone up there singing song after song after song.
I feel like it's more of a
narrative.
Show
it
than
is
a
like
gig.
A show.
It's not just a gig.
It should be a show.
Yeah.
Both of your CDs, ladies, are selling very well, Ralph Lampkin tells me, and he seems to know everything
Ralph.
There is to know about.
Ralph.
Yeah, good old Ralph. seems to know. The world of music these days is so bizarre to me that people even make CDs that mm-hmm. because everything is somehow, you know, streamed and available on your computer, when I think when you make CDs, both of you, I think there's a narrative to, there is a reason this song comes after this song comes before this song. Is that true, Josie?
Well, it should be.
Yeah.
Given the way I am, my CDs don't follow that rule. And I just kind of
toss them all together. Who cares?
And I just picked the songs that I loved. And for no particular reason, I just love this song. I want to sing it. And that was it. There was no theme involved.
Oh, interesting. So. Joni, is that the same for you?
Well, it's a little different doing original music, you know.
Yeah.
But I really think a CD, and I think and people of our age, or and many people, it's like a book. You know, you can hold it in your hand. You can look at the graphics.
I agree.
You can enjoy it on so many levels.
Definitely.
when you produce a CD.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. So go to chicagosound.com to sample the 150. It's got to be 150 by now, right?
Yeah, well, mine's 152.
It's 152nd release from Southport Records.
I don't even know. 152, yeah.
Go to mercurytheaterchicago.com to get tickets for next Sunday's Venus Cabaret performance. And go to lakesidesingers.com or josiefalbo.net. That's a nice website you have. I think when I first met you, you didn't have a website. You're like, Rick, what's a website? Yeah. What's a website?
It's true.
When we come back, we're going to hear at length. It seems terrible to me to just hear like, oh, here's a minute and a half of Joni Pallott, or here's a minute and a half of Josie Falbo. I'm going to let you pick full songs or mostly full songs to hear, and Brett Jackson, the genius engineer in there, will play them. Now you'll get some news, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Welcome back. I'm here until 5 o'clock with Joni Pallott and Josie Falbo, each of whom has a new CD out, each of whom has some upcoming performances. Joni's is next Sunday, 6:30 at the Venus Cabaret. Go to mercurytheaterchicago.com or to chicagosound.com. Chicagosound.com will give you tickets to the show, as well as Joni's 15 or so CDs you can buy, too. Josie is going to be performing with the amazing Lakeside Singers that have been around for more than 20 years now, right, Josie?
That's correct.
They're performing all over the place, Music Institute of Chicago in Evanston, the Metropolis in Arlington Heights, the Elmhurst Presbyterian Church in Elmhurst, and St. James Cathedral right down here in the sort of Gold Coasty neighborhood near the Mag Mile. Josie has a new CD out, her second, You Must Believe in Spring, and you also have a Christmas CD out, which is called what?
A Jazzy Interlude with Josie Falbo.
Love the title. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is a full song from that CD.
Carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. Santa is on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase: tickets from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Josie Felba. Wow. With a lot of, she didn't play all the instruments on that song, but she did play the main instrument, her voice. What do you think of that, Joni?
That's spectacular, and the arrangement is great, and Josie, it's just joyful. I love it.
Isn't it fun?
It's a great deal of fun. Too. That's from her Christmas CD. When you go to josiefalbo.net, that's J-O-S-I-E-F-A-L-B.
See, Rick, Josie raises the bar. She always raises the bar no matter what she does. Now this Christmas record, right? It's fantastic.
Johnny. Thank you, lovey.
It's wonderful.
Now we want to hear, not for comparison's sake, because these two are collaborators, and they are part of that amazing world of singers. That it is markedly non-competitive in Chicago. There's some jerks who have been singers in Chicago. But generally, and I think you'd both agree, this is a nurturing environment for people who want, especially in the jazz world. Mm-hmm. Especially in the jazz world. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we will come back and devote 4 minutes or so to the voice of Joni Pilato. Okay, Brett? Thank you. Welcome back. I have a few precious minutes left with Josie Falvo, who you just heard do an amazing song from her latest CD. Joni Pilato's latest CD is called My Original Plan. It gets rave reviews. It had a release at the Green Mill, and then at it sounds like a very cool cabaret in New York City in the Lower East Side, which is, when I lived there, it was anything but cool, but that's many, many years ago. She will be next Sunday at the Venus Cabaret, which is right next to the Mercury Theater on Southport. A lot of nice restaurants around there. She'll be there with a show celebrating My Original Plan from 6:30 to 9, and we might go a little later, I could imagine. And you can find all the information you need at chicagosound.com. Joni, what are we going to hear from you?
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome,
Joni. We were going to listen to A Simple Time, and this is track 11 for your engineer.
A silent song, a perfect love, a simple time. La la la, la la la, la la la. No more songs with perfect rhymes could explain. Such a love that would ever last. No more words, no more words. And no more promises could prepare for a life sublime. As we dance alone together, discover such a love that is yours and mine. A silent song, a perfect love, a simple time.
Beautiful.
Wow. That's a great song. Josie Fabo, what do you think of that Joni Pilato song?
Oh, it's great. Everything she does is great.
You too.
Her voice are beautiful.
What a complimentary bunch you
well,
are.
Well, it's true.
But it's true. That's the reason it worked. It is true. You two, I'm just going to give people the information again. Joni will be appearing next Sunday at the Venus Cabaret. She will be with Fareed Haq and some. Fareed will be there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And some other talent, Bradley Parker Sparrow, my old friend, and some other talents, doing a show around her CD. My Original Plan. It's not just music after music. It's a show.
It's a show, and it's going to be one show in two acts.
Neat.
So I'm presenting it like a musical
play event.
A play. Mm-hmm.
In honor of Stephen Sondheim. Go to chicagosound.com, and you can get tickets and Joni's many CDs and the many, many, many other CDs of Chicago talent that might not have ever had a CD had it not been for Joni and her husband, Sparrow.
So true.
Mercury Theater Chicago is also .com is also another way to get tickets. Josie will be performing with the Lakeside Singers. She was the first singer asked by Bob Barker to be a Lakeside. She is the original Lakeside Singer.
And the oldest.
And the oldest. And I would dare say the most talented, too. You can go to Josie, JOSIEFALBO.net. That is the best place, I think, to seek her CDs. There are only three of them. Also, you can go to Lakeside Singers to get a nice history of that band. This holiday season, you know, hope kind of is in the air, and I think hope is just embedded in music, isn't it?
Oh, for sure, definitely. It just comes with the territory, and the music just lifts you, and gives you hope. That's the way it works.
And it's finding it. It's finding it in your soul. And I think people really respond to music, and it's needed. People need it now more than ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's great, too, that this is all, you know, as Josie said, last year the Lakeside Singers Christmas show was kind of streamed to people. And it isn't the same. I mean, I hope this variant just stays away and doesn't cause any mess. But the joy of being together is, I think, you know, I'm no, you know, sappy holiday guy, but the joy of being together is what I think most people crave now in any kind. There's no better way to do it than surrounded by music as well.
Absolutely.
You two are amazing. Josie Falbo and Joni Pilato. It is an ongoing treat and delight to listen to you and to know you.
Thank you so much.
And
Rick.
Vice versa.
Hey. Happy holidays. It's a nice view from here. It's a good Christmas view from here, too.